Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, and I suspect they're decked out in mistletoe and holly. Hi.
Absolutely, Jeff. Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. We are so happy to have you. It's the 23rd. If you do not have your Christmas gifts yet, it's getting late.
This is when I start.
You should probably stop by Osmond Designs. We have gift cards there. One size fits all. You know, everything is great when it's just home related. Everyone loves picture frames. They love candles. They love blankets, you know, all the good stuff. So definitely if you're in the Orem or Lehigh areas, the entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark prices. So
how
come
late
check
do you open
out
tonight? How late can I come by?
Yes. So Jamie, come in after work. Our hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So
Excellent. Get
busy. Today we have Jamie Walker back on the radio show with us. Welcome back.
Among the living.
Yes, Jamie.
Barely.
Okay, Jamie, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's been going on with your personal life.
Well,
here.
I wanted to say, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. So I want to say Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. I think that's a Saturday Night Live one. But yeah, we have Walker Home Design. We do house plan and architectural type designs, home
designs.
One
of my all-time favorites in the entire state of Utah, I'm just saying.
But what I've learned is people don't usually make a change in their life unless they're going through some kind of pain. And so I've lived this the last 4.5 months. Back in August, I went back to Oregon to play in an alumni soccer game. I don't know if I ever told you, I won a national championship in soccer in college.
Whoa.
And played baseball and soccer in college and had a blast doing it and got all the awards in high school, had a lot of fun. So I'm now 53. So why shouldn't I go back and play soccer with a bunch of 20-year-olds, right?
Of course.
So I had a great time. My four brothers and I went back, and we had a nice little reunion. I scored some goals and had a blast, and I pulled a hamstring, I thought. And it ached for a little bit. And over the last 4 months, it just progressed. And I tried everything to avoid, going to the doctor. You know, I had massage therapy, ice plunge, or cold plunge, massage therapy, hot tub. Finally, I went and got an MRI, and they said, oh, it's a herniated disc. And so I'm like, well, I still don't want to go to the doctor. What can I do? So I did dry needling. I did injections of oxygen and vitamins, and I tried legal medications, illegal medications, CBD. Everybody had their opinion on what I should try that would fix it. You know, dragon tiger balm from China and all these ancient recipes. And finally, the week of Thanksgiving, I couldn't even walk. I was crawling around, and my wife said, okay, after the Michigan-Ohio State game, I'm going to take you to the emergency room because we have our priorities set in our family, right? So I got to the emergency room, and they instantly said, you need to have surgery. So I, 24 hours later, had a discectomy in my back. The doctor said part of your disc had separated and wedged into the nerve. So no matter what you were doing, it wasn't affecting anything. It was because that nerve was being triggered the whole time. So after the surgery, pain instantly went away. I was still sore. I'm back on my feet now. It's been a few weeks, feeling a lot better. And so the reason I tell that story is a lot of people tell me that's kind of what they're going through with their house. You know, they've lived in this house for a lot of years, and it's changed. Their needs are different. You know, their family's gotten bigger. Their family's gotten smaller. So as you spend the next few weeks through the holidays, a lot of times people have family over, a lot more people than they're used to, or things like that, start to think about things like, you know, are you tired of sitting on Cousin Eddie's lap at the dining table because there's not enough chairs? Do we need to blow out that side of the house and have a bigger dining room? Maybe you need a new kitchen table. I know where you could go to look for that.
Absolutely.
Right? Or maybe your kitchen's so small it reminds you of your college dorm room and you need that double oven or that walk-in pantry with that ice machine and stuff like that. Maybe it's time to get that dream kitchen. Or maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum. The kids have moved out. You have a lot less people there, and you're looking for maybe something a little more cozy. We do a lot of vacation homes down in St. George or up in Park City, and maybe you need like a little getaway cottage or a ski house or something like that. So think about what your pain is and how you want to fix that, and don't suffer, right? Don't put yourself through another Christmas or two or five, or go ahead and make those steps now to make those changes.
Well, and I think it changes, like you were saying, right? When you have small kids, you have specific needs. As your kids are raised, you think, oh, I can downsize. But I think what people forget is that they're teenagers and all their spouses. And then you have the grandkids. So you really just need a large kitchen and great room, open area that, again, you can grab those Costco tables and set those up with the folding chairs and the dining table and all of those things. And so before you downsize too much, make sure that you are right sizing and making sure maybe you have less bedrooms, but your main areas are larger. And I know, Jamie, you and I have worked together so many times where we've blown out family rooms. We've added second stories because people just love their neighborhood.
Yeah.
You've added, you know, additional garage spaces. You do all of that.
Yeah. A lot of times the people that used to downsize are now upsizing because they have five or six kids that are married with spouses. And so they want four or five or six extra rooms with bathrooms in the basement or things like that, or just bigger rooms for entertaining. So definitely look at what your pain is, and then we can analyze that. We ask a lot of questions when we design spaces for people that way and can help them maximize that.
I love it. So my experience is a lot of people love to remodel every few years. So maybe it's every 3 years, 5 years, seven years, 10 years, whatever that may be for your specific needs. But trends change. You know, we're looking into 2024 and the trends are changing.
Yeah.
Things are that used to be black and white and modern farmhouse are finally cozying up again.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot more of the earth tones and the creams and the beiges, and people just want it inviting and welcoming and soft and relaxing.
I just heard that Pantone announced their color of the year. Have you heard this?
Yes. Go, Jeff.
The color is peach.
Peach.
Because it's fuzzy. I don't remember what the rationale was, but peach is their color of the year, and it fits what will be in 2024. I don't understand that, but maybe you do.
So there's always national trends, right, Jeff? And then I always like to look at those national trends and then Utahize them. I don't see peach being a very strong Utah color. That's my honest opinion. You may have little pops of that. There may be some variations of that a little bit. But, you know, years past, it's been purple. It's been, you know, mauve or whatever. So do what speaks to you.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have all these websites, Houzz and Pinterest and things like that. You can gather ideas and test things. One of the things that we're able to do at Walker Home Design is we can actually do color renderings for homes, and we'll do four or five renditions of what that house looks like. And then the client can compare and contrast what those are. And then a lot of times we'll put them on social media just for fun and have people vote, because sometimes clients can't make up their mind between two or three, and we'll say, what's the community think, you know, and that's kind of fun to see.
I love that. And I've actually participated in your voting.
That's right. Yeah,
absolutely. So on your social media, you do a lot of fun things.
Yeah.
If you have not been on Walker Home Design's social media, their Instagram, their Facebook page, definitely check that out.
Yeah, I might be getting ahead of myself, but we're getting ready to have a home show in a few weeks. And one of the new things we're going to do, I'll talk about that in a minute, and we'll give away some tickets. But you can actually come to one of my classes, and we're going to do kind of like, you remember Bob Ross, the painter?
Yeah.
So I'm going to draw a house live in front of the audience, and we're going to take feedback from the people there at the show on what kind of house. I'll put some restrictions on it because we only have an hour. But basically, we'll draw roughly a 2,000 square foot custom home in an hour, and I'll show people how to do that. And we'll have pencil and paper out there, so it'll be kind of like the animation station at Disney, where you can join in and draw right there and ask questions and things like that, is a great first step when you're designing a space.
Yes, yeah, so you do new construction, but you also do residential remodeling as well.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so financing that, Jamie. I know this week you were talking to a mortgage person.
Yeah, so we might have to drag this into the next segment, but let's look into the crystal ball. A lot of people say, well, gosh, you know, the last year and a half or so has been tough. Rates have shot up. If you just came into the housing market in 2019, 2020, 2021, you thought the standard mortgage rate was 2% or 1% or 3%. I bought my first house and it was 8%. So we'll talk about what that future looks like maybe in the next little segment here. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. I love that. Okay. And then how do you know when the right time is, Jamie. People ask me that all the time.
The right time to build?
Or remodel or anything. Well, I always just say, right now, do it. If you're unhappy and it's a goal, find an expert like you, get yourself a team, and start exploring ideas.
Yeah, it's always good to think about what your goals are and then see how much pain you're in and then make decisions from that. It's rare that it's bad to invest in real estate. Once in a while, it's bad, but it's rare. And so the sooner you buy something, the better and the more equity you'll have in it.
I think so, too. And a lot of that is just looking at your neighborhood, right? You don't want to be the largest home in the neighborhood. And so, you know, wrap up those renovations so that they are appropriate for the space and for your what your needs are. Yeah. We have Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design, on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And it is almost Christmas. So if you have not decorated yet, it is not too late. We still have Christmas decor. We're happy to come to your home and help you put some last minute tips and tricks together to make your house a home for the holidays. Most of you are having family and friends over. We're here to help and make your holiday great. Also gift giving, right? There's always a great recliner. There's a sideboard that you probably need for that big screen television that you just purchased. We have sectionals. We have, you know, almost any price point we can accommodate you. We have 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. Bring your truck and trailer. Take a home today. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Right.
Today we have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design back on the radio show with us. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks.
How are you?
Thanks for having me back again.
In the previous segment, we were talking about what your pain is, why you possibly need to reconsider remodeling your home or building a new home, upsizing, downsizing. I call it right sizing. Today, we're going to talk about how is the financing portion of that. That's always a hot topic.
Let's look in the crystal ball. So I had a really good conversation earlier this week with Mike Roberts with City Creek Mortgage. And we talked about, you know, what his outlook was and things like that. And, you know, rates are currently around 6%. It looks like they're going to keep dropping over this next year, especially where it's an election year and governments and things like that want people to be excited to vote for them again. We've already seen gas prices dropping, right? Kind of funny how that coincides with an election year.
Always.
When you want a real live update, one of the cool things that I got from Mike at City Creek Mortgage was if you're driving up and down I-15, they have those billboards. Have you ever noticed that? And they have current rates listed.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, how accurate are those? Do you update those once a day, once a month, once a week? And he said 3 times a day those get updated. And he said somebody even came in this week from another mortgage company and said, we love your billboards because people are now calling us saying, hey, we saw that rates dropped a few percent and we'd like to get going now.
You know, those billboards are my barometer of the housing market.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you're not paying attention to anything, those lights up there are the whole story.
I told Mike, I'm like, you're doing a community service. You know, you're kind of keeping us all in check on that. Better than social media, right?
It's true.
How do you know that's accurate, right? But if you're concerned or curious about should I build now or refi or that sort of thing, those are a great way to tell the gauge of what's happening in the world of the economy. And so I love the idea that they keep their finger on the pulse of interest rates, because a lot of times that's people's pain in the last few years. We had a lot of clients say, you know what, rates bumped up to 4% or 5% because we're used to 2% or 3%, and now we're going to hold off on building. But really, people should understand, you know, the rates are going to change throughout your life. You know, you can lock in on a 30-year or 15-year. You can get an adjusted rate mortgage. So keep in mind, it's never a bad time, rarely a bad time, to buy real estate. And just understand, rates are going to go up and down, and you can always look at refinancing. But prices, on the other hand, rarely come down. And so if you're thinking, oh, I want to wait till rates go back down to 3%, they might. But the prices are probably going to go way up, because think about it. People are going to build more and there's going to be a bigger demand. And so if there's more demand, what do we see in a free economy like this? Prices go up. So keep that in mind. If you're going to build, it's usually better to build now versus waiting for something better.
So true. No, and in 2024, it's a really good time while you have a little downtime, this vacation that we call Christmas break, to assess where you are financially. Maybe you love your home. Maybe you want to invest in other properties. I know my husband and I, back in the day, we owned 33 rental properties, and I called it mailbox money. The checks just came in on the 1st to the 5th every single month, and that was great, but really where the value was in the equity, and that's where we received our money that we could, again, hire someone like Jamie Walker to remodel and reinvest and build our dream home eventually.
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome. There's just a few things that usually cause prices to go up and down. So let me touch on those for a second. When you go to build your house, there's four factors that come into play. Interest rates, like we just talked about, then material cost are another one, labor cost, and land cost. And so what we've seen the last year and a half, all four of those have been high. So it's caused kind of the economy to kind of stagnate a little bit. Now we've seen things, I mean, there's still a lot of people building, we're still way busy, but usually it's those higher income people that aren't drawn or affected by interest rates. They're paying $4 million for a house or $10 million and they're doing it with cash, or they're rolling an investment from one to the other. Before that, in 2019 to 2022, we saw material prices jump up, but labor was still low, interest rates were low, and so the economy was still booming. Before that, from 2016 to 2020, most of all of those items were really pretty low. We were starting to see materials and labor start to creep up, but those were kind of boom type years. And so when you watch those things, usually the economy will stay pretty busy if two or three of those are staying pretty reasonable. But when you get three and four of those that are a little more extreme, things tend to slow down.
You're listening to Jamie Walker. He is our guest today on the KSL Real Estate Show. His company is Walker Home Design. And I can't even tell you how lucky you are to have Jamie and all his expertise today on this wonderful Saturday. I know you're busy getting ready for Christmas, but stay tuned. We're coming back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Are you busy getting ready for Christmas? Well, thank you for listening. This is The Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. The Osmond Design stores are full of glitter and all the fun Christmas festivities. Definitely come and check us out. Everything is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price, including gift cards. So score. If you need last minute gifts, definitely come check us out. Today, we are so lucky to have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design back on the show. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks for having me. I was just thinking, it sounds like your elves have been busy.
We've been a little busy.
In the wood shop, building the furniture and things ready.
You guys, most of our projects are done. So now we're just trying to clean up all the glitter that's in our hair, all over our clothes. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. But Christmas is definitely the most wonderful time of the year, besides the Parade of Homes.
Yeah.
You know, during the summer, we're a little biased to that as well. Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. Today on the show, we're talking about, you know, trends for 2024 and what people are needing in the housing and real estate industry. If you are just joining us, definitely check out KSL.com. Go to their podcast and look up the KSL Real Estate Show for the first two segments. But we're going to keep going because we have a lot of information to cover. Jamie, what's going on with affordable housing? That's always a hot topic.
Yeah. So it's kind of a tricky statement because it's very hard to build anything affordable right now. As we mentioned in the last segment, you know, interest rates are high, cost to build, materials, labor, all those things, land. I don't think I mentioned that in the last one, but land's the other one. All of those are high right now. So it's very difficult. I work on a committee with Mill Creek City, actually. We have a monthly affordable housing meeting, and we're working on a few things to maybe be the front-running city to develop some things that'll spread out. We've looked at tiny house villages, and the Utah State legislature passed a law to all the cities and asked them, required them to come up with solutions on creating affordable housing. And what we've seen so far to do that is builders will come in and want to develop multifamily or apartments. And so a percentage of those are dedicated to those affordable housing segments where they you qualify to fit those, and a certain percentage meets that. And so I'm working a little bit harder to come up with a real way to build an affordable house. We didn't talk about this earlier, but I've started another business called Walker Walls, which creates wall panel systems where they're built out of EPS foam and steel, and they're lightweight. And we box up these wall panels, kind of like going to IKEA and picking out a dresser, and then you take it home and build it. And so we're able to ship these all over the world as tiny houses, ADUs, and also looking at doing them as homeless shelters, like temporary little tiny houses, not even a house, like a room. So you could pop those up in minutes, maybe a half an hour to an hour, and then run an extension cord out to it, put a space heater in there, and maybe save somebody's life.
Wow.
And so we're working on things like that to create that. The cool thing is these laws are helping, hopefully, you know, sometimes governments, there's overreach and things like that. But hopefully it's creating other people to come up with ideas and think differently on how to create a true affordable house. One of the things, specifically in Mill Creek, since I work with Mill Creek City and Mayor Silvestrini quite a bit, they've got codes that allow people to do what are called ADUs, accessory dwelling units, or basement apartments. You know, if you live in a home and you have extra space, you can rent out your basement if you have enough parking, or you can build a tiny house in your backyard if you have enough land. And now you have a spot for a mother-in-law, or maybe your kids are in college and they need a spot that's a little bit separate but close, or a newlywed. You know, if you have a young couple and they can't afford their own place because of all the costs and things like that, now they have a spot that they can be close to home but have a little bit of privacy and things like that. I would say about 85% of our clients that are doing new homes are specifically designing those basements or a casita on the main level, one bedroom studio apartment with a mini kitchen as part of their home, with the plan to rent that out to either family or friends or strangers to supplement the income that they have to offset their mortgage cost.
Is anybody doing an aftermarket freestanding accessory unit? Are you seeing much of that?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. I mean, from companies, you drive from here to St. George, and there's a couple places that have sample tiny houses, pop-up houses, or kit homes. If you remember, or if you've read in the history books, Sears catalog used to have a home kit, and you would pick out all your stuff. They would box it up and ship it out on a train. And they're still, throughout the Midwest, they're still kit homes. So I had the idea a few years ago to do something like that, but more upgraded and more technological. And one day I hope to take some of our plans, especially off our other company called quickhouseplans.com, where we have one floor plan with up to 12 different exterior styles. And then we'll box those up using our Walker wall panels and be able to ship them anywhere. The other cool thing with these walls is they're hurricane rated, mold resistant, rodent resistant. The walls are perfectly straight. The insulation value is high. I mean, there's so many positives. And we could take those even to third world countries or hurricane areas, because they're hurricane rated and you don't have to rebuild your shanty hut when it gets blown over by the next hurricane.
I don't want to seem pretentious, but did you see the New York Times article this week? It was about this subject, asking why are we still building homes the exact same way 125 years later?
Yeah. Well, it's because us as humans have trouble making change, whether it's an architect or a builder. You know, you get used to doing something the same way. It's really tough to change. A few years ago, my staff came to me and said, we're using paper plans and you're making changes on them for a client and you're using a red pen and white out and all of this. And we've got all these technologies. And I'm like,
who has time for all that?
But I finally sucked it up and I used this new technology that we have called Bluebeam, and it redlines things on computer. We can do Zoom meetings anywhere in the world, and I could redline a plan, make changes in just a few minutes. It was painful to start with, but now I laugh at other people that were like me. I'm like, why do you fear the change? Just accept it, embrace it. But that's, I would say that's one of the big reasons. You know, we're used to doing things a certain way. And when I teach my classes, like at these home and garden shows and down at the International Builders Show, I'll be down there in February teaching classes to hundreds, thousands of builders. We got to think a little bit differently. I love to use the example of Henry Ford. You know, if he says that if he would have gone out and surveyed everybody and said, what should we invent? You know what they would have told him? A faster horse. think about where we would be then, you know? And so we got to think differently. And, you know, my business coaches tell me fail faster. And I hate that idea, but that's what we got to do. We got to figure out what doesn't work to get to what does work. And you think of Edison and the light bulb and how many times he screwed things up. But here we are now in a lit room and look at all the Christmas lights out there.
Well, you are probably the most innovative, hardworking person I know, Jamie. I tell you that all the time. But Walker Home Design, if anyone can do it, you guys can, because you're out in the market. You are in the trenches. You're not only working with your clients, you're designing homes, you're getting all the feedback and making edits and changes.
We're failing faster.
You're
That's
failing
really
faster
what it comes
than
down
everyone
to.
Else, which is amazing. But yeah. I will tell you, I don't know how young people today, I sound like an old person, but how are they affording homes? I mean, really, my own daughters have to get into a home at some point. And so you have to provide opportunities where they can live at your home, or your at least they have two incomes or whatever once they get married, so that they can have a down payment, because that's a substantial amount of money.
There's so many, it goes back to thinking a little bit differently, because when I was a kid and my parents are like, you got to go to college, you got to get a degree, you got to do this.
Yeah.
And my oldest daughter, about halfway through high school, is like, I don't want to go to high school. I want to do online classes so I have enough time to go dance and do this. And I fought it. I'm like, no, you got to follow these steps to do this. And now my two youngest are in high school, and the older one of the two is a senior, and she really could graduate in the next few weeks, but she's staying on to play softball at Olympus and do the social aspect of it. But she's already taken college courses and she's passed through things. And I'm like, you know what, people always ask, you know, what would you do differently if you knew what you knew now and you roll it back 20, 30 years or so? I would say the way to get around some of this is start a business. Don't try, you know, don't work. I mean, work for somebody so you know what it's like, but start a business, whatever it is, so that you can write off a lot of the taxes, because the government takes a lot of our paycheck. And I love having my kids go to work for somebody for a few months and the look on their face when they get that first paycheck and they do the math of how many hours they've worked and this and that, because that sends a message. A lot of my softball girls, I've tried to encourage them, you know, start a business painting addresses on the side of a street curb. It's so easy to do, and you can make $50 an hour or more doing that simple little job. And then you can start to understand how the world works and where your money goes, and then hopefully put yourself in a position so you can buy a house and then invest into real estate, because it's, again, rarely a bad option. I mean, everybody has their different things. I like the real estate side of it. I like the business side of it. That's why I started two companies this year, because, you know, why not?
Why not? In all your free time. And I'm a little biased. Shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We are so grateful to partner with them, not only in the Parade of Homes, but of course with this radio show where we get to talk about all the good things.
I bet they do business loans.
They do
business loans.
Yes, they actually helped me create Osmond Designs to what it is today. Not only did they do my business loan, they've done construction loans when my husband and I have built homes. They've done, you know, my kids have smart savings plans. They do HELOC loans. Anything and everything.
You
got to
know people with money.
Central Bank, gather your team. They've been in business for 130 years and they love investing in our community. So we really appreciate them. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We will be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us. It's Christmas Eve, I guess. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And it's almost Christmas. I cannot believe it. Where did this year go? It's just unbelievable how quick time is flying. But you know, we're looking and making plans for 2024. I don't know about you, but I always want a new house for Christmas. Oh, that's always fun. I always want to remodel my house. I want new backsplash. I want a new pillow. I want a new candle. Today we have Jamie Walker on the show with us again. He is the owner of Walker Home Design. His team is absolutely incredible. Welcome back, Jamie.
Yeah. If you want to see what those look like, you can go on our website at walkerhomedesign.com. We got really cool photo reel and actual videos of homes that could be under your stocking next year.
They sure can. So, Jamie, why should people contact you? What makes you guys different?
So, as I've developed my business, I've approached it as a systems-oriented business and a value-oriented business. I mean, anybody can draw a house if they have a set of software. The problem that we've heard from builders is not everybody knows how to draw a house that can be built efficiently. And so I've spent years, I mean, this will be, this makes me sound old, but almost 30 years designing homes professionally. And I didn't know how to do it. I remember the first house I drew, I got laughed at. Actually, a couple of them. The builders I was working for laughed at me, which then emotionally got me charged. I'm like, well, I'm going to show them, right? And so I would go out and interview people. And as I got better and better at doing this, I realized, I tell a lot of people, you know, my designs came from figuring out how to make plans like Lego makes their plans for toys. Lego wins national and worldwide awards for how simple their directions are to follow. So when it comes to architecture or home design, you have to have a good set of plans that tell the contractor how to build. And so that's one aspect. I also noticed when I would build with Legos, I never had to cut a Lego in half to get it to fit. Everything just fit and went in there, and there was never any waste. Actually, there were extra pieces a lot of times as a bonus. And so I realized as a teenager, when my dad and my grandpa would hire me to build with them back in Oregon where I grew up, I noticed that in the big kid world, plywood comes in 4x8 sheets, drywall's 4x8 or 4x10, carpet comes in 12-foot rolls, molding's a certain size, everything has certain sizes. So I thought, well, if I design my plans to fit those pieces, you're going to have a lot less waste. And so then I thought, well, I haven't done professional plumbing or concrete work or HVAC or framing. And so I went out and started interviewing the framer. And we would draw a house, and I would go out and say, okay, you've built this house, what would you fix? And you better believe every framer, plumber, electrician, HVAC company, they're going to tell you what you screwed up, right? And so after 30 years of doing this, our plans have gotten a little better, a little better, a little better. And over 30 years, I don't want to say they're bulletproof, because they always still get a little bit better and we learn things new. But if we follow that process, they become much more efficient, less waste, easier to build, and that sort of thing.
And when you do that, I'm going to take a wild guess. You can estimate your cost of materials to within 10 bucks.
Well, it's, yeah, 12 maybe or something like that. But it depends on what rates are at the time and whatever. But I'm not saying we're perfect. We're always learning things. But the ideas behind it, if you can predict the future of how things are going to go by using 3D software and having a builder that understands what you're good at and what you're not good at and what they're good at and what they're not good at, and you bring them along for the journey as you design a home or a remodel, you're going to have a much less painful experience building or remodeling your house. And that's why it's so important to pick the right person to design your house and the right builder. You can go on our website, walkerhomedesign.com. I've listed out a bunch of freebies for everybody. You can go on questions, go into frequently asked questions. We have questions to ask your builder, questions to ask your architect, questions to ask before you remodel that goes into looking at the cost to build in your neighborhood and comparing pricing, questions to ask before you landscape, and questions to ask before you even buy land.
Which is incredible. So not only are your plans economical to build, they're functional to live in, which I think is huge. And what I care most about, they are attractive, right? It's one thing to have just a big square box that we can all live in, but to have your home have personality, your home really is a reflection of who you are. So why shouldn't the exterior be something that you drive up and you just love it and it makes you smile? And when you walk inside, you feel like this is my home.
Yeah. Economical to build is really comes down to designing your home based on material sizes and then doing the 30 different secrets that builders have told us we have on our plans versus our competitors. And I thought everybody drew houses the same way 20, 30 years ago. And then I realized builders were telling us our plans were bidding out $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 less for the same square footage compared to other home designers. Functional to live in is it comes from asking the right questions, knowing how someone's going to use that space, how many people are going to live there, what kind of cars do they drive that need to fit in that garage, what kind of toys and bikes and tools, do they work from home, do they need a home office, do they entertain, do they cook a lot, do they cook a little bit? And so that helps us design that functional space. And then following the golden segment makes it attractive to look at, so that when all this is said and done and you pull in that driveway, you feel it right in your heart. You're like, this is timeless and this is a piece of art.
And it should be something that you're proud of. It's really our largest investment that we will ever make in most of our entire lives. So we save for our dream home someday. And maybe you are in your dream home and it just needs some updating.
Yeah.
And you do that as well.
Give it a little facelift. Yeah.
Exactly. How do people find you, Jamie?
So check us out at walkerhomedesign.com. We're giving away free tickets to the home show coming up first weekend in January, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Give us a call, 801-930-9499. I'll be teaching classes up on stage that Saturday the 6th. And bring your pencil, because I'm going to show you how to design houses.
So cool. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on the KSL Real Estate Show. I hope you have a great weekend. Jamie, I'm going to let you close this out.
All right. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, everyone.
There you go.
That's as politically correct as we get here.
There you go.
See you next week.